Jamie, then, I believe that's our ring.
I believe it was, too. That was three longs, I believe.
Well, that's our ring.
Well, good.
I'll get it.
All right.
Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Dad, blame it, Abner. I'm in an awful fix here. I can't think of nobody to judge the beauty contest to choose Miss Mule.
Yeah, well, I'd be glad to be one of the judges, Lum, but, you know, standing on my feet for so long at a time, and my eyesight ain't none too good.
Don't go making excuses, Abner. Elizabeth just won't let you do it, that's all. She don't want you looking at other women folk, and you might as well admit it.
Well, now, Lum.
Well, now, me. Your woman won't let you do it, and that's all they are to it.
Oh.
Squire and Grandpappy Spears is the same way. I pinted you and Grandpap and Squire beauty judges, and your women folks unpinted you the very same second. Granny's getting so the women folks is running this town.
Well, now, Lum, Oh, well, come in, Squire.
Howdy, Squire.
Well, gentlemen.
Well, did Miss Skimp let you outside for a little while today, Squire?
How's that, Lum?
Oh, Lum's just fretting because me and you and Grandpap decided we oughtn't to be the beauty contest judges, Squire.
You decided?
Well, now, Lum, I'd have been glad to accept that honor, but Mrs. Skimp came up with one of her mysterious headaches. I don't like to leave her alone long at a time for fear she'd beat my brains out.
That's all right. I'll tell you one thing, though. No woman's ever going to make up my mind for me. They don't tell me, I tell them.
Yes, I understand. I was a bachelor once myself, Lum.
Going to name a judge for that beauty contest today, and it's going to be final.
Yes, I believe, though, the whole thing is being taken care of.
What do you mean by that, Squire?
Well, let me take one thing at a time here, Lum. What I want to speak to you about, I believe some folks are a little confused over the various contests that you're putting on here. For instance, some of them have the beauty contest mixed up with that mule naming contest.
Oh, well, it ain't a mule beauty contest, if that's what they're thinking.
Well, no, I know, Lum, but they just seem to be mixed up, two contests run together.
Well,
anyway.
If anybody asks you, just tell them there's two different contests. Now, the mule naming contest is a real bona fide contest.
Yeah, that's open to everybody in the United States, ain't it, Lum?
That's right. I don't know how many folks listen to that little radio program me and Abner's been putting on for about 25 years, but I'll bound you there's over 100 people listen to it.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you've got that many listeners by now. Yes.
Well, all them folks and their friends is eligible to enter the mule naming contest.
That's right. Anybody can send in a name for Lum's race mule and maybe win that Kelvinator refrigerator.
All they have to do is send in what they think's a good name for my racing mule and give their reasons for picking out that name in 20 words or less.
Yes, well, that clears that up. Where do they mail their entries, Lum?
Right here to Pine Ridge. Just address their letters to Lum and Abner, Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have no trouble getting the judges for that contest. They're Dick Huddleston and Ms. Bob Standridge, and then them two's going to pick out one other.
Telling us about that yesterday, Lum. Well, I'll tell you one thing. That Kelvinator's a mighty fine prize you're going to give the winner, Lum. That is a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah, it's a dandy. I tried to study up something that anybody could use and anybody'd be proud to have.
Oh, yes, indeed, Lum. Anybody could use that. And particularly when it has that deep freeze compartment in it, too, you know. That makes that awful handy to keep stuff on hand.
I'm pretty well pleased with that.
Oh, it's a dandy, all right. By the way, Lum, haven't you gotten a good deal of mail already suggesting names for that mule?
Oh, yeah, but some folks send in a name from a mule without sending their reason for naming him what they did. They can write again, though, of course.
Well, sure, I know they'll do that. They wouldn't want to miss out on a chance to win that Kelvinator, I know that.
Now, let's see, who could I get to judge that dad-blame beauty contest to elect Miss Mule? We got to have a queen for the big mule derby.
Yes, oh, yes, ain't no doubt about that, Lum.
Well, Squire just said that'd been took care of, Lum.
Yeah, just what did you mean by that, Squire?
Well, now, Lum, obviously you can't have a married man act as a judge.
Well, what's the matter with the fellas around this town? Can't a married feller even look at another woman without getting whopped on the head first?
Well, that isn't the whole problem, Lum. Obviously, a married man couldn't vote for his own wife. That'd be showing partiality.
Yeah, that's right.
And if he didn't vote for his own wife, that, Well, that's showing ignorance, careless indifference to his own life and limb, and a stupid disregard for the law of tooth and claw.
Granny.
In short, you have started something with this beauty contest, Lum, that you can't kick around lightly.
Yeah, I only started the thing as a kind of a joke.
Mules may come and mules may go, but a woman will cling to her right to beauty and romance. Though her back is bent with the years, her hands are knotted with toil, and her arms quiver with old age.
I know, but I was only...
They're gathered up here at the ladies' lodge hall right now, Lum, having a meeting about the thing. They insist on having a bachelor to judge the beauty contest.
A bachelor?
They're more like to voting on it right now.
Well, I'll be dad blamed. If they think they're going to tell me who's going to be the judge in this contest, they got another thing coming. The beauty contest is off.
Wouldn't do that, Lum.
Right now.
Lum, by getting the women folks to pretty themselves up a bit, you're going to improve the looks of this whole town.
Grannies, I never thought about that. They could stand a little of that, too.
Lum, we need it.
Just the same, they ain't going to tell me who's going to judge the beauty contest.
Well, now, according to Miss Kemp, they've got a pretty good idea of the kind of judge they want.
Oh, they have, huh?
Yes, they'd prefer a bachelor, a man of the world type. Fellow that's a perfect gentleman, has a lot of dash and figure. And, of course, they'd like to get one that's handsome, too.
Well, I don't care what they want. I'm going to run this thing the way I... How was that again, Squire?
You heard him. The women folks want a handsome bachelor for the beauty judge.
Let's see. Wonder who's got all them qualifications. Man of the world type, full of dash and figure, handsome, charming. You know of anybody offhand like that around here, Abner?
Nope.
Wouldn't like there wouldn't be more than one feller like that around here, would they, Squire?
It isn't easy to fill an order of that kind, I know.
There ought to be one feller, though. You know, I seen a picture of a feller in the county seat paper the other day. Looked just about like the feller they're looking for.
That local man, Lum?
Yes, I believe he was. I think I got the paper right here on the desk, Summers.
Well, good.
Yeah, here it is. Well, I'll be dead, Blaine. Well, I never noticed before. It's my picture in here.
What's that?
Along with the article about the Mule Derby. I plumb forgot about that. Ain't that silly of me. I guess I must have just glanced at it without looking close.
You must have.
Now, just hold on a second here, Abby.
I got it.
Who?
Frank Foster? That's the one.
Well, as a matter of fact, I believe I heard Miss Kemp mention his name on the phone last night.
Now, wait a second.
I hear Elizabeth doing the same thing. Reckon that's who they're going to get.
He ain't no handsome man of the world like
he sure gets along with the women folks, Lum. I bet that's who they're going to choose.
Oh, no, they ain't. Surely not that snake in the weeds.
Lum, what have you got against Frank Foster?
What have I got against him? Every time a new woman shows up in this town, he's got to take her out for a walk or take her to a meeting before I can get my hair combed good. Every time I'm about to get off a good joke, he tells the funny part of it before I can get to it.
Yeah, he's a gore.
Always making a fool of himself at sociables. Never gives anybody else a chance. Talks louder than I do. Sings louder than I do. Always wanting to Indian wrestle with me in front of the women folks. Just a big show-off. Always trying to show me up some way or other.
Well, now, I'm not sure they intended to choose him, Lum.
Well, I'm not sure they ain't going to. This is the last straw.
Well, now, hold on.
Hold on, nothing. That varmint has just been cutting my throat behind my back's what he's been doing.
Hold on.
And the women folks has fell for it. They not only taken the contest right out of my hands, but they insult me by electing that no-count critter, the judge. Well, the women folks ain't going to run none of my affairs. The contest is off. I'm calling the lodge hall right now and telling them so.
Now, Lum, that ain't no
too
way
short,
to...
No.
Lum, hey, wait a minute, Lum.
Hello. This is Lum Eddard. Wait a minute, who am I talking to? Frank Foster. What are you doing over there? What do you mean you belong there? Double-crosser, you snake in the weeds, you... Granny, I couldn't talk no more. It was him, Frank Foster. Over there already. Dad, blame the...
Lum, I've been trying to tell you, and you won't give me a chance.
Hey, fellas, did you hear the news?
Sure, what's that, Grandpa?
Yeah, I just come from the ladies' lodge hall. They just picked a judge for the beauty contest.
Well?
Picked old Lum here on the first ballot, unanimous.
Well, hooray for
me?
Lum.
Well, what... Well, for goodness sake, what was Frank Foster doing over there, then?
What I've been trying to tell you, he weren't over there. You so riled up at Frank there that you rang his number by mistake.
Oh, for pity's sakes, and them names I called him. What am I going to do?
Well, I hope Lum can make Frank Foster understand.